Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity.
At least I think it is.
Right here at the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. So in a way, you become part of the solution. Otherwise, you become... Come on, let's be honest about it. You become part of the problem, right? And you know how I love to blame people. That's kind of like my thing. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Okay, look. The, God, I knew I was going to do this. So we've got, Alfonso Reitzel is going to join me after the break. Always appreciate his time with me. And, man, I'll tell you, the stuff that's going on right now, I mean, we could, I don't want to, don't get me wrong, I'm not interested, but we can fill 5 hours with the garbage that's going on out there. You know, Pelosi, she was pressed on a Democrat abortion rhetoric. You're seeing violence against churches and violence against care, what's called care pregnancy centers. Not a word from the left. If one Planned Parenthood was vandalized anyway, I don't care what it is. You could spray paint abortion is murder on a Planned Parenthood building, and it would be a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day conversation about how out of control the right is. These pro-lifers. They don't call you pro-lifers, by the way. You're anti-abortionists. It'd be great if they would call us anti-murderers. I would actually wear that badge. Right? And again, not a word. But Pelosi at a news conference was pressed on where she was at with this stuff. Why isn't she speaking out? She was asked whether the Democrats' rhetoric about the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade is fueling violence against churches. Now, it's a great question. Think about it. They want to say that everything somebody from the right says, and I mean everything, strokes violence, right? Supports violence, promotes violence. And yet nothing they say, nothing the left says at all, promotes violence at all, does it? Pelosi was asked by reporters at her daily press conference whether she believed the rhetoric coming from the Blue Party is what is driving the attacks on pro-life pregnancy centers, notwithstanding including churches. The speaker, a Catholic, says she's a devout Catholic, now denied communion by San Francisco's Archbishop, did not condemn the attacks, instead saying the politicization of the abortion issue is uniquely American. Well, actually, it's not. There's many, many, many countries that don't allow abortion after a certain point. Our legislators, want it to happen at any week, at any time, at any moment, whenever you feel like it. She went on to say, well, let me just say this. A woman has a right to choose. To live up to her responsibility is up to her. Her doctor, her family, her husband, her significant other, and her God. You know, I'm going to say something that's going to tee off most of you, or some of you anyway. Your first responsibility is to God. Because if you're responsible to God, if you're living up to what you're supposed to be living up to, if you're doing what God wants you to do, you are going to be a good husband, a good father, a good in your community. Right? If you use godly principles to live your life, then your family will come, quote-unquote, first. Your wife, your whatever. This talk about politicization, all this, I think it's something uniquely American, and not right, she continued. Other countries like Ireland, Italy, Mexico, they've had legislative initiatives to expand a woman's right to choose. These are very Catholic countries. That doesn't make them right. Okay? Just because a country or group or some people you trust say it's okay doesn't mean it is. This is the stuff I love about these people. When it suits their purpose, it's fine. Let me see. Can I get her to...
My secret, actually, as far as the abortion case is concerned, there has been a number of attacks on churches, on pregnancy centers.
God, I can't hear it.
Oh,
I can barely hear it.
Saying anything, and they're saying that your rhetoric is contributing to these attacks on these Christ pregnancies.
Well, let me just say this. A woman has a right to choose, to live up to her
responsibility. Now, just let me say this. And she just took a big gulp. Well, it looks like water. Can I leave it at that? All right, take a listen.
To live up to her responsibility, it's up to her, her doctor, her family, her husband, her significant other, and her God.
That's right.
This talk of politicizing all of this, I think, is something uniquely American and not right. Other countries, Ireland, Italy, Mexico, have had initiatives to expand a woman's right.
What were those initiatives, Nancy? No, really, seriously, because, yeah, she's right, Ireland and a few others, but it's initial abortions. There wasn't another country on the planet that gave you that allowed you to have an abortion after 22 weeks. Not a one. Some as little as 12. So, again, she's telling her version of the truth. Zoe, be with us after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Hello, Southampton guy. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. 732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And, you know, if you don't have information, then you're not part of the solution. I would say that, be part of the solution. But if you don't have the information, you're part of the problem. You know, you leave these breadcrumbs of misinformation, and we have to go up behind and clean it up. It's just amazing. you know, let me bring him on because he loves to commiserate with me on some of this crazy stuff. And Alfonso Rachel joins me. We love him when we refer to him. And so he is the host of the Anti-Fighty-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, and the co-host of Soul Food Radio that you find at soulfoodradio.net. So, but you're down in a fairly safe part of the country.
Yeah. Now that I'm here, yes, yeah, it is safe.
That's right. Since you got there, we're really safe. Yeah.
That's right. I'm the sheriff in town.
So, I saw this article yesterday. Should scare you. You may want to move again. I hear that Beto O'Rourke is actually picking up points in his run for governor. And I said, you know what? I told you guys, all you Californians, you loony Californians, you moved there for a better life, couldn't stand it here. And what'd you do? You brought the overflowing toilet with you.
Yeah.
Right?
Who was that? Beat up O'Rourke?
That's what yeah. The guys that go door to door and grab your guns. Him.
Right? Oh, man. And, you know, the thing is, California coming here. Let's make this clear. It isn't like Texas is becoming a Democrat state. It's more like Texas is going back to what it was. Texas was a Democrat state longer than it was Republican. Right? And it's like, you got to be careful, folks. You got to be careful because the southern states, they were run by Democrats. And it doesn't necessarily take you know, liberals coming from the coastal cities or the coastlands, like coming from California, it's more like the Midwesterners and the Southerners are coming back. Because people talk about how crazy California is. Don't forget that Dust Bowl migration where people were leaving the Southern and the Midwestern states and going to California, and then probably drove California crazy, and then California went crazy, and then people are coming back. So there's enough blame to go around for the cray-cray that's going on all over the place. All right?
And it gets, I don't know if you heard this, but George Washington University, they're going to ditch the name Colonials because, you know, Colonials are so oppressive to the black community. And, I mean, of all the things going on the planet, we got to get rid of the colonials.
We poor black folks that can't handle colonialism. I mean, it ain't like you know, tribes in Africa or tribes, you know, here, the pre-Columbian natives. It ain't like they went in and took over people's territory, too, and set up, you know, the civilizations or the tribes that they wanted to have. It's not like that hasn't been done with them either. So, but I guess that's just only something that's happened to black folks, and we are just the poor victims of, I guess they must be superior white people, because for some reason you got the black community that's still butthurting. I mean, the white folks just must have put a fantastic, legendary whooping on black folks where you just can't get over it. And to this day, we're just still, we just need a mobile gallon of Preparation H to just handle them that magnificent butthurt that white folks have put on us.
You know, it's funny. The more stories I do like this and the research you do, I don't go out looking for these stories, but some of them, like, slap you right in the face. I look at this, and, okay, so what is it? Is it the, you know, Indians or the Pakistanis? We're real colonialism kind of oppressed people. No. All of a sudden, somehow, somebody turned it all in on the black community. I'm going, wait a minute. Colonialism wasn't so much oppressive to the black community as it was to, like I said, the Indians, the Pakistanis. We go through a whole list of places that the Brits showed up to colonialize. But I think you're a little off because, I mean, according to the Democrats, we started slavery here in this country. So I don't think it's right for you to...
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, Joe, I'm always a little off, you know. You know, not as off as Nancy Pelosi after, like, you know, if she doesn't have her vodka. Yeah. She drinks vodka to be normal. But, no, you're right, man. It's like, I hear you. It's just something that's, you know, it's just something
And to your point, mm-hmm. you are right. I mean, the I don't know who did it, but the more and more, you know, you and Sonia and other of my black buddies will say to me, you know, you just don't understand what it's like inside the black community. It's, there's a mindset that, you know, if you get educated, you're too white. If you want to get out of what you want to get into and you want to become a Republican, you're trying to act white. My argument with some of my friends is, it's always funny. It's like if I'm talking to a liberal black friend, they'll tell me that you and Sonia and others like you have been brainwashed, that you don't really, it's not that you're trying to please the white man, it's just that you've been brainwashed into believing that we're for you.
In colonial California, is that where we were brainwashed? I mean, you got the left coast California. It's like, look, man, as a black person raised in the public schools, who was brought up, you know, with his mom, who was on social assistance. She was on welfare. She hated it also, by the way, she worked really hard to get off of it. But raised up in that system, a musician also, we know that musicians lean to the left. So my upbringing, where are the flipping receipts, man, that would show that I would be brainwashed by white conservatives? Who? By who? From where? You know, considering how I came up. So, yeah, they got that totally wrong.
Yeah, no, I think it's, you know, it's the mantra of saying it. You say it, you say it, you say it, you repeat it, you say it, you say it, you repeat it, and eventually somebody's going to go, I heard that somewhere before, and I think that that's true, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? That's really how it comes about. And it's you know, that's why the education scares them. Scares them tremendously, right?
Sure. Yeah, and I remember when I was coming up, man, when I was growing up, and it was the whole thing of, you know, if you tried to do well in school, if you spoke a certain way, if you listened to certain kinds of music, everything was you're trying to be white. The paramount thing was you had to make sure that you qualified as black. You know, and I talk about this in my audiobook, A Solid Right Cross. It's like a lot of the black community is raised to believe that the most important thing for you to be is black. Before you're an American, before a businessman, before you're even a child of God, it's more important for you to be black.
Yep, and that's, good. We're going to have a good conversation when we come back. Joe Messina, not that we're not having a good one now. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Zoe after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
The House January 6th Committee held its third public hearing of the month with a focus on the pressure campaign on then-Vice President Mike Pence.
The former president wanted Pence to reject the votes and either declare Trump the winner or send the votes back to the states to be counted again.
Vice Chair Liz Cheney, in her closing statement, previewed evidence still to come, promising information in the next hearing on Tuesday about then-President Donald Trump's effort to apply pressure to Republican slate legislators, election officials, and even federal officials. The number of migrant encounters on the southern border has hit a new record, with over 200,000 encounters. According to the Customs and Border Protection, this is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The thoughts about to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Before I bring him on, Nancy Pelosi wanted us to know really about how women fit into God's plan. As being a Catholic she is, she's got the answers to everything. So let's hear what she had to say.
Well, let me just say this.
Please.
A woman has a right to choose, to live up to her responsibility. It's up to her, her doctor, her family, her husband, her significant other, and her God. This talk of politicizing all of this, I think, is something uniquely American and not right. Other countries, Ireland, Italy, Mexico, have had initiatives to expand a woman's right to choose. Very Catholic countries. I'm a very Catholic person, and I believe in every woman's right to make her own decisions. Any other questions on another subject? Because I'm not going to be talking about that anymore.
Hey, I don't want to talk about abortion anymore. I can't, because I can't answer the question properly. Anyway, don't you love that? She starts calling out other countries. But what she doesn't tell you those other countries is first and foremost, they do not allow you to abort after 22 weeks. The majority of these countries. Some of them are even less than that. So it's not nilly-willy. You don't just walk into Planned Parenthood and say, I'll take 2 Hershey bars and an abortion, please. It doesn't work that way. Right? But that's how they want it. You know that. Right? Anyway, it's just amazing. And, you know, women can request an abortion in Italy during their first 90 days of gestation. And unless there's a major issue, so it's the first trimester, in essence. So unless there's a major issue, that's it. You're done. You're going all the way to term. Notice how she skirts that, though. Not a word.
Oh, you know, they tend to leave a lot of things out. And then, you know, tend to add a lot of things that aren't supposed to be there either. That's just Democrats for you. But I think the word I zeroed in on was her using the word responsibility. So
go ahead.
A woman living up to her responsibility. Okay. It's responsible for me to kill you. All right. So, you know, the thing is, and she now notice Joe, that she is. So I'm gonna step on some toes here. You know, she claims to be very Catholic, right? And she talks about these other countries that are very Catholic, that are given over to, basically passing judgment on this kid. Now, you know, in Catholicism, Catholicism is very highly organized goddess worship, is really what it is. Mary is deified. So as far as she's concerned, she has this goddess-like stature to be able to say that, hey, we can cancel. The power isn't in raising a kid. The power is in canceling the kid's life. And that's my goddess appointed stance to be able to do that. You know, these countries that she's talking about, well, you know, America is a nation where we acknowledge the God-given rights of man. That's something that's unique to our nation. And when you don't have that, you don't necessarily grab a hold of the personhood created in the image of God. That's something that's really unique to us. That's like at the root of our Constitution, to be able to recognize that. Other nations may claim to believe in God, but wired into the fabric of their nation and their Constitution. That's something that's unique to us. So, yeah, good job, Nancy. You want us to be like other nations that really don't have that solid foundation.
You know, these people are pushing big time for us to be more like Europe, act like Europe, do things like Europe, and so forth. And the funny thing, you know, about it, again, is they don't realize if we operate like Europe, they lose their power. You know what I mean? We would not be the, you know, the republic that we are. And by the way,
yeah.
You know, what is she name? Italy, Germany. I mean, I went through some of the list of these countries, and every one of them require that you go through a series of counseling before you allow this to happen. Like I jokingly said, you know, you can't just walk into a Planned Parenthood, grab two Hershey bars and an abortion. They don't allow you to do that there. And in Spain, right now, many doctors are pushing back, refusing to do abortions, even though, you know, Spain has socialized medicine. So, you know, got to give him, I'm sorry, but I have to give him credit for pushing back. And I go, no, this is not, you know, I'm not willing to do this.
Well, obviously what Nancy really liked about, as far as Germany goes, is she must have really liked the Nazis. Because they were all about abortion. They were all about, hey, Margaret Sanger, that's it. Hitler's like, ooh, she is fantastic. I love this Margaret Sanger. This Democrat Margaret Sanger, I like her. Yes, let us kill the unborn. You know, let's make sure that we use that as a means to eradicate the Jews. So, yeah, I guess that she likes that. And she's tapping into her Italian roots, you know, with old Mussolini there, too. So I guess that's what she likes about those places.
Yeah. You know what I love about some of this stuff, though, to your point, Hitler was I think you know this already. Hitler was a big fan of the Democrat Party.
That's right.
You know, he wrote a letter to the Democrats. I think was it the Democrats of California? I mean, he wrote a letter to these people. I got to find the copy of the letter because I was rolling around one night reading it, praising them for the way that they were handling their adversaries, so to speak, right? And it was just hilarious. But people don't know this history. They won't use the history, right?
Yeah.
So it's just amazing. And I'm sorry, I do find it funny. The I had a funny one for you up on the screen here. Give me a second. Go ahead and dance until I. Oh, here we go. So there was a night of rage up and down the West Coast, where there are a whole bunch of those care pregnancy centers, non-abortion pregnancy centers, that were either torched, vandalized, whatever. Are you hearing about that in the news?
I caught wind of it, but not from mainstream media, that's for sure. And that kind of goes into the question of what people ask, are we in a civil war? Yeah, the civil war has begun. It's like the cold phase of the civil war, but yeah, we're here.
Yeah, I mean, think about something. If I had written across the wall of one Planned Parenthood building that abortion is murder, okay, in red ink, it would have been a 24/7 news story on every liberal news, news channel there is. And this one gets virtually no play on the mainstream stuff at all.
Man.
You know? So they're promoting the same stuff they would have put us in jail for. They're promoting. They're promoting the violence in the streets, in front of the Supreme Court justices, things like this. It's just amazing to me. And again, this is, for us Christian folks, we know who's in control at this point, don't we?
Yes, indeed. He's got a few names in the Bible, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can only spell one easily. It's D-E-B-I-L, you know.
Right.
I don't know, dude. I'm more and more. It's almost like they're kicking this into overdrive at the White House, and in that party in particular, where they're everything they can do to kind of push God further away, godly principles further away. They're signing more, especially in California. They're signing more and more laws to give parents less and less rights with their kids, aren't they?
Indeed. Yeah, man. And it's reflective, just like you said, they're moving quickly, and it's reflective of the devil. As these times wrap up, the devil's going to be moving faster because he knows that his time is short. Yeah.
You think he started to read the book? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe...
See, I've always said he doesn't. You know, I love when people say to me, no, my buddy, he knows a lot of scripture. I go, really? The devil does too.
Exactly.
Does he believe it, though? You know,
yeah.
He knows it, but does he believe it? Right?
Right? Like Nancy talking about she goes to church. And it's like, yeah, I'm not impressed. The devil goes to church, too.
Yeah. Just look at the pews behind you here. He's all over the place. Right?
Or look in the mirror.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that was good. Okay. I'll give you that one. That was good, right? But no, I think that some of my Christian friends I've been talking to locally where I'm at, they think that they know what persecution is, and some of them don't believe it ever happened in this country. And you go, look, you've got a high school coach now coming in front of the Supreme Court because after the game, after the official ceremonies were done and over with, and people actually leaving the stadium, he would take a knee in the middle of the field and thank God for, you know, his players not being injured and for God's protection over them and all that else. But he did it to himself. He wasn't screaming with his hands lifted to the air. It was right there, you know, pseudo-silent prayer. And if you don't think there's an attack to try to keep you away from God, to try to keep you away from that higher power, then I don't. Let me know the drugs you're taking, because I'd like to take that. So I'm not worried about what's going on around me. We'll hit some more of that on the other side of the break. So I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joey 5 5 7 3 2 5 5 6 3. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. We bring him in. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does pretty much every week. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, Zopian Den, and co-host of Soul Food Radio, and an excellent musician. I got to tell you, if you want to check out his stuff, yeah. What is that? What? You know, God gave you a talent. Me, he gave a half a talent to. You, he gave a talent to. So tell people to get, you know, I say this, and people think I'm joking when I say it, but I'm so serious. Stop spending your money with heathens. Why do you buy this pelvic thrusting music from Beyonce and people like that? What I heard the other day, it wasn't, I don't think it was Lady Gaga, but it was one of those kind of stars. And she went to this gay pride parade with her son, her 8 or 9 year old son.
Yeah.
And the commentator said, "Look, I can't even put up the video because I can't make it okay for TV. So if I can't make it okay for TV, what is her 8-year-old son doing there with her? What is she teaching him? You know, you look at Will Smith's kids. Is this really the kind of crop of children we want to raise? But you're supporting them. You buy their music, you watch their videos, and you're putting money in pockets of people who hate you. Really just hate you. So put it in Joe's pocket where they get your music.
Thanks, man. At bronzesurfingmedia.com, if they hit that Sledge X tab, they'll be able to catch, you know, music for Generation X, man. Which is, you know, some of the, you know, the best music, you know, of our lifetime, you know, all our lifetimes. But hey, I give credit to where credit is due, where the boomers are, because a lot of boomers made the music that Generation X was raised on, and then we made our contribution to it also. But yeah, hopefully, you know, folks will check it out. You know, hear some music that's you know clean and PG-13. You know, it may have a dirty sound, but it's got a clean message. Support that.
You're right, though. That's something that people have to keep in mind. Look, our music may not have been the cleanest in the world, but it wasn't nasty from a standpoint of, you know, beating on people, beating your mom, beating up your woman, whatever. I mean, I've listened to some of this stuff, and I just go, oh, my God, really? Are you parents listening? I mean, I hear it out of the corner of my ear, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Doesn't the Bible say something about guarding your eyes and your ears?
Sure. And folks, you know, it's like even if you know, a lot of folks in our audience are listening to that music, they know about it, and a lot of times they lament over it, they complain about it. I see blogs written about it and articles written about these artists. That's still giving them a lot of attention and notoriety. If that was focused on the people who are used, who acknowledge the Lord and show this kind of elixir in the culture against this poison that they're putting out there, there'd be a lot of turnaround, and we would have a better shot in the market and promoting that message to the culture. And if you demand it and you show support for it, it gets better. You know, because I know a lot of people think when they think Christian entertainment and stuff like that, it's, well, it's not that good.
Ew.
If you support it, it gets better. A lot of us are just working with the bare minimum. What do you expect us to be able to make?
Well,
you know?
Look, just go watch, what was this, the Switchblade Lacrosse? And and then watch a Christian movie from today. You'll see, we've got a lot better, right? Come on, did you watch that movie? You did, didn't you?
One thing I can say about the Switchblade and the Cross, though, man, is that the acting was quite passionate. It was very passionate acting. It was more raw. Right? It wasn't, I mean, a lot of Christian movies, man, the acting is more homogenized and it's very template oriented. It's just, you always know how these lines are going to be delivered, and there's not much nuance to it. This, though, had grit, you know, with Cross. It was cheesy, you know, you could tell that it was like a Christian movie.
Cheesy.
It was much grittier.
You forgot the macaroni part. Macaroni and cheesy. Yeah, Eric Estrada was in there. Really?
And it was al dente macaroni, too, man, because it was a little bit, it was on the crunchy side. It was, right? But it had that sauce.
It was kind of like, oh, my God, don't get me. Like Eric Estrada does West Side Story or something. It was just really funny. So.
Hey, but he was mean. You know, he was a 180 from that character that he played in Chips, man. All friendly, you know, bicycle cop, not bicycle cop, but motorcycle cop, stuff like that, man. And,
oh, that was
Switchblade Cross, man. He was mean.
So, all right. Let me come back to reality here. First of all, we're going to get you music. I don't want to walk away from that.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and working on, I want to be able to work with various artists. We're doing different kinds of genre, but my main project is Sledge X. So, you know, for any rockers out there to remember, like, all that great rock and roll that we made, like, in the 90s and stuff like that, it's that same nostalgia.
There was no great rock and roll in the 90s.
Yes, there was, too. Man, you had Alice in Chains, you had Tool, Primus. Yeah, I mean, there was some banging bands that came out of the 90s, man. The 90s was like the last generation of classic rock. After that, it's like, I don't know what we got now. It's very cookie cutter now.
I think, yeah. Okay, I'm going to be nice. So, before we went to break, I started talking about how some of my Christian friends think that they're being persecuted, you know, stupid little things, because they can't hand out Bibles on the sidewalk. You're like, stop. You know, you can't hand out Bibles on the sidewalk, but you have to grow a spine, and you have to actually stand up for yourself. We don't do that. We're told to do something, and we go running away. You have the coach who got, we were talking about this, who got fired from the school district because he refused to stop praying in the middle of the field after the game was over. And I don't mean that he rushed out there right after the game was over. He waited to, you know, people kind of moved along to clear, the field kind of cleared itself. One of those freedom from religion freaks got upset because there were a couple of kids standing around him when he was praying. And can't have that because the kids might be, you know, convinced that there is a God or something. I don't know. Anyway, what's funny is this is making it all the way to the Supreme Court. Because he may influence, that's what it's all about. He might influence those kids who see him as a figure of integrity on the field praying, yet maybe he should drag him into a strip club with drag queens and pray in there, and it might be okay. What do you think?
Absolutely, man. That's like, talk about, the hypocrisy, man, or just totally reversed so-called virtues. I guess maybe what he should have did was maybe he should have, like, taken, like, two Ken dolls and gone out in the field. And he could have just kneeled and prayed, but, like, you know, his guardian against them could have been, like, two Ken dolls, like, you know, like, kissing each other or something like that, or whichever, doing something nasty to each other, whichever. And they would probably have left him alone.
You can't get any more ludicrous than this, right? I mean, seriously. Hey, the coach is going to pray on the field today, Mom. Can I join him? Well, you're out of your mind. You don't want to do that stuff there, you know. I mean, that God thing, that's go away. Hey, Mom, can I have a few extra ones for lunch today? We're going to the local gentleman's bar, and I'm told that if I need a whole bunch of $1 bills for that. Oh, yeah, sure, go to my purse, good crap.
Right? Yeah. Or it would have been fine if he was to go out there, you know, and maybe, like, take a young boy out there and, like, dress him up like a cheerleader and give him some pom-poms and say, hey, can you just go over there and practice some cheers? I'm going to go over here and pray. If, like I said, they probably would have left him alone. Or they maybe would have left him alone if he would have dressed it up like a cheerleader and had some pom-poms out there and was kneeling and saying, rah, rah. Rah, thank you, Jesus. You know, they probably would have left him alone. But no, he's actually out there giving thanks to God, and we just can't have that.
Well, what's funny is lately with all the graduations coming up, too, you know, they're very, very careful now not to allow the kids to use the word Jesus in their speeches. I mean, think how far we've come from where our founding fathers want us to where we are today, where you have to be worried about using the name of Jesus in a speech.
Yeah.
You can't even say something like, you know, it's because of my, I don't know, because of my acceptance of Jesus, I'm where I'm at today, and help me get through school. You know, Christ made me strong to be able to go through the things I've gone through in life and be here today. You can't say that. Well, shut your mic off.
Man, I tell you what, you know, did Jesus tell the truth? This is one of those things that should be so obvious to everybody, even the haters. The Lord said, they're going to hate you. For the world hated me first.
And I don't want to be.
And they're just out there proving it. They're proving it. It's like, hey, man, you're going to call. It's like you can't deny that Jesus spoke the truth.
That's a great point you make there, though. Really, seriously. You know, they're going to hate you. And you're seeing it play out now. They hate everything in God. No, it's okay to be a Christian as long as you don't talk about it. As long as you don't mention the name of Jesus, you don't wear like a Jesus cap or something like that, right? You can wear a generic cross. You can wear a cross on you. As long as you don't talk about it, everything's cool. But the minute you mention anything about it, all of a sudden, that's it. You push your religion on me. You're whatever. It's amazing, isn't it?
Aren't they just like the demons that started peeing on themselves when Jesus showed up? You know, they act like you're torturing them just because you say Jesus. And they're like, oh, are you here, Holy One of God, to torture us before the present time? And these people act like they're being, like, tortured or something, and they don't want you to say nothing. I love Jesus, though, man. Jesus, like, rolled up on them. They're like, we know who you are, the Holy One of God. And he's like, man, shut up. He's like, just shut up. Because it's like this. Because the thing is, you know exactly who I am, but it's beneath you to be obedient to me. Man, it's like, because Jesus doesn't want them to be, like, saying that, and they make some people around them be like, well, they recognize him as God, but how come they don't want to obey him?
Yeah, wonder what that's all about. Those of us who have children know what that's all about. Quick, tell them where to find your music.
Thanks so much, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and they can just hit that tab, Sledge X. Come rock out with us.
And buy the music. You cheapskates. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. With just me. We'll be back in a bit.
Receive a call like this.